I'm Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. Organized labor in America split apart this week. On Monday, two major unions announced that they are cutting ties with the nation's biggest labor group, the AFL-CIO. The two unions are the Service Employees International and the Teamsters. This was supposed to be a week to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the AFL-CIO at its convention in Chicago. The AFL-CIO is the American Federation of Labor and the Congress of Industrial Organizations. Its president, John Sweeney, says a divided labor movement hurts the hopes of working families for a better life. On Friday, Mr. Sweeney got more bad news, this time from the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. Its leaders said they are taking their more than 1 million members out of the federation. Until Monday, the AFL-CIO represented 56 unions with 13 million members. It will lose more than 4 million of them with the loss of the three unions. Others could follow. The Service Employees International Union and the Teamsters are part of a group called the Change to Win Coalition. This is a group of seven unions. Labor experts say the coalition has brought more than half the new members into the AFL-CIO in the past 10 years. Andrew Stern is president of the Service Employees Union. Mr. Stern says the American economy has changed, but the labor movement has not. To survive, he says, unions must expand efforts to organize workers in areas like health care. Mr. Stern says the Change to Win Coalition can appeal to more workers than the AFL-CIO. Officials of the AFL-CIO say the dissident unions are trying to seize power. The dissidents say the Federation spends too much on political campaigns. They say it does not spend enough on efforts to stop losses in union membership. They want John Sweeney to retire. But on Thursday, Mr. Sweeney won a fourth term as president. The AFL-CIO this week also approved reform measures, including more than $20 million for local organizing efforts. 50 years ago, one-third of privately employed workers were in a union. By 1983, it was down to 20%. Now it is around half that. Unions were strongest when there were plenty of manufacturing jobs. Service-related jobs are now the big target for labor organizers. But organized labor has lost much of its political power, traditionally tied to the Democratic Party. Unions have lost one battle after another. They failed to stop the North American Free Trade Agreement. And just this week, Congress gave final passage to the Central American Free Trade Agreement, though by only 2 votes. CAFTA will lower trade barriers for American exports to 6 countries. Unions expressed concern for American jobs and for Central American labor protections. To learn more about the labor movement, listen to This is America on September 5th, Labor Day in the United States. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Nancy Steinbach. Our reports are on the web at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.